1065, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What is the hot gossip, guys, at your work or your old work or your quote-unquote friend's work? You can text in or call 916-909-1065. There's a reason why we're asking for your gossip. And before we get to yours, we'll tell you what it is. Katie has been reprimanded here at the Odyssey building, and it's for gossiping.
I don't think that's funny.
It's not funny.
I do not think it's funny.
She had to take training and everything, guys.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Everybody had to take the training, and the training was about sexual harassment, not gossip. I got my hand slapped because I was delicately sharing information about one coworker to another coworker.
I believe that's the definition of gossip.
And to even call it gossip, it wasn't hot goss. It wasn't anything like super exciting, but did I still get in trouble for it? Yeah, I did. And so am I not allowed to gossip anymore? I guess I'm not. Which, by the way, I just want everybody to know that gossip actually helps form community. It's true. It is true. Okay. So I need to get a fix. I need somebody to tell me something.
Do you think that you watch too much reality TV? Do you think that's what this is?
No, okay. I just told you.
I know what you told me.
Okay.
That's your perspective on it.
That is not. That is actually.
Well, that's putting it in a very nice way.
That is something. We actually read from like sociologists or something that said people who gossip are more likely to be part of community.
Well, that is definitely true.
Yeah.
The actual definition of gossip, and this is why I do want to throw a red flag on the company for reprimanding you.
Thank you.
Okay, and only in this very specific instance, but the definition of gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true.
Mm.
What you were saying was true.
Was the most true.
Yeah. Needless to say, Katie's hand has been slapped.
Right.
She is not allowed to gossip anymore.
But you didn't hear it from me.
You didn't hear that from me. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Text messages were getting into 916-909-1065 of people gossiping at their work. Oh, coworker A threw a phone at coworker B a few months ago, and a month after the incident, they both moved into an office space that they now have to share together.
What? Oh my God.
Another one: at my old job, people used to hook up in the supply closet, and I'm a nurse.
Ew! Yeah. That's so disgusting.
You want to hear more?
Yeah.
Look what you've been reduced to. I have work gossip. I couldn't comment on Facebook. We'll get to the Facebook comments in a second because the manager are friends with me. But where I work, which is retail, three managers cheated on their spouses with the same coworker.
What? So one coworker hooked up with
three different managers.
Married managers?
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So they brought up the Facebook comments. What did we get on Facebook?
Okay, Stacey said that she works at a warehouse and people build false walls with boxes to make it seem like, you know, you can't go back here. But really, when you go behind the boxes, it's a place for people to hook up.
Smart.
I guess so. Jessica said she works at a gym and there are two members.
Oh, God. Gym gossip.
Okay. There are two members that are husband and wife. They come at different times. They never wear their rings. And the wife is dating somebody else that also goes to the gym.
So are they swingers?
It's hard to say because it does seem like the wife and her boyfriend went out of town together. So in order for that to happen, it seems like it have to be an open relationship,
I'll
right?
I'll bet gym people love watching any place of business.
Yeah.
Where like not only is it work gossip amongst your coworkers, but if you've got regular clientele, I'll bet you're all up in their business.
Kelly said once her coworker was cheating on his wife with his wife's best friend. Oh. The wife showed up and surprised him on his birthday with lunch, and then the best friend did too.
Oh.
And then this last one I think is so funny because it's not really like Tammy said. Someone left a banana peel on another person's car window under the wipers.
Do you feel better? Do you feel...
Oh, I do.
Is this scratching your itch?
I feel lighter.
All right.
And you know what? Compared to the gossip that I was sharing...
I mean, this is some real gossip.
This is real. That was nothing.
That was nothing. And people... Are people still coming to you with gossip?
Yeah.